This half hour, we're pleased to have in the studio our friend Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. Good to see you, Doc.
Nice to see you, Mark.
You were down in Florida playing golf on us. You got six rounds in on, was it six different courses in Florida?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
What a vacation that is.
My son and I went down. We hadn't done that for 20 years, so we had a great time, and now we're going to do it every year.
You told me your goal is to play 100 rounds this year, this season, and you've already got 10 rounds in.
I've got a good start on
it. Man, you're way ahead of the rest of the people up here.
Four up here and six down there in Florida.
Well, you're cheating. You're going to Florida.
I kind of like cheating, isn't it?
Man.
I need every advantage I can get. Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th is usually my bad day.
But Why is that?
I don't know. It just has been. So I'm always cautious on Saturday the 14th.
Okay.
But Friday the 13th, I'm anxious to hear you later. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it goes back to ancient times, and some of it is tied to the Last Supper.
Oh.
All right.
Huh.
I'll give you a clue on that.
Okay.
I guess that wasn't really ancient times. It's just
a long time ago.
Yeah, it's 2,000 years ago. That's how long people have been afraid of Friday the 13th.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm learning something about it too. It's not like I know this stuff. I look it up and then I share it with everybody.
April's Oral Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, that's another thing about April and Friday the 13th. It's Oral Cancer Awareness Month, and that's why you're here. And you sent over some notes, and it's much more prevalent than I even would have thought, oral cancer. And
it's
among people under 40, men and women under 40, it's increased by 60% in the last 15 years.
It has, yes. In fact, the American Cancer Society says about 50,000 people each year get oropharyngeal and oral cancer, and it strikes three times as many people as cervical cancer, twice as many as liver cancer. So it's one of the few types of cancers that's been increasing, not decreasing.
Why is it that we hear more about, not that it's not worthwhile to hear about that and educate people about lung cancer, cervical cancer, all of those cancers, kidney. Why is it we hear less about oral cancer than those others?
Yeah, I really don't know, but it seems like with the sports people and smokeless tobacco that you're hearing more about it. But it kills, on average, one person in the U.S. per hour every day, 365 days a year. And those who survive can really be severely disfigured. So it's a terrible disease that, you know, in the dental office we screen for. So traditional risk factors were men over age 40, heavy smokers, heavy drinkers, previous cancer. But and it was the sixth leading cancer among men, 14th among women.
Explain to me why, if you're a heavy drinker, you consume a lot of alcohol, why that contributes to oral cancer.
I don't know that I can answer that, but it does. The facts are that it does. Probably has to do with just the makeup of the body and poor nutrition and all that goes with that. But smoking and tobacco, that combination is even worse. The tobacco products combined tobacco and alcohol, that combination is even worse. Today, though, so that's historically what caused the oral cancer that you were looking for, the risk factors. But today, it's the human papillomavirus that is causing a lot of oral cancer in the younger people, men and women. And that has to do with the HPV virus, the human papillomavirus, is the primary precursor of cervical cancer in women. And with today, people with oral sex and even open-mouth French kissing, they can transmit that HPV virus. And so it's become much more common now in young people, non-smokers, people that don't have alcohol. And it surprises people that they can get it. They aren't aware of that, but they need to be. So other risk factors would be ultraviolet light, anything like that that could be with drying out skin, and just changing the makeup of the skin. But UV light, nutrition is a factor. If you have, if you're immunosuppressed or have certain medications or a transplant patient. But poor oral hygiene even can be linked to oral cancer. So those are some of the things that are happening with that.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month, so we've taken up that topic. You know, many of us will go to the doctor every year. We might get a screening for PSA. Men do for prostate cancer.
Yep.
Women get mammograms, things like that. And you can detect other cancers very early, which, of course, is a godsend, literally, for people to stave off what could be ultimately a fatal situation. But with oral cancer, it's very hard to detect early, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah.
Why is that?
It is. It's just difficult to see. And it's just like, even gum disease and the infection in your mouth. You can see something on your skin easier. You can feel it, but not so much in your mouth. And so oral cancer is typically discovered in the late stages when the five-year survival rate is less than 50%. Caught earlier, can be over 80 to 90% survival rate. That means if you don't catch it early, there's a better than 50% chance you're going to die. And if you don't die, the treatment, surgery, chemo, radiation, targeted medication, can leave you severely disfigured and hampered.
So the key is to be proactive yourself and not engage in any of these behaviors that will promote oral cancer. Now,
absolutely.
Now, in your line of work as a dentist, as somebody who is inspecting someone's mouth and examining them,
yep.
Are there little signs that you can see that may make you suspicious that somebody may have something wrong and then attack that?
Yeah. At each hygiene visit, we do when they come in for their six-month checkup, we do an oral cancer screening. We palpate some of the lymph nodes and tissues in the mouth. We look all around the mouth and under the tongue and as far as we can see back in the throat. And so we're looking for signs that just aren't normal, something we don't see every day because we see a lot of people every day. And the goal is to find the abnormality early. If we can find it early, and even the goal isn't to find cancer, it's to see something early before it's cancer, and then get it off to an oral surgeon. If we see something specific that doesn't heal after a couple weeks, and have it biopsied. But if we can catch it early, we're much better able to prevent a lot of problems for people. And we see things from time to time. It's amazing to me when patients will refuse us taking their blood pressure or doing an oral cancer screening. We offer. And a lot of people say, yes, absolutely, especially those who have had a family history of this. They know how debilitating it is. But people that, just think that they're immune or haven't heard enough about it, oftentimes will refuse it. We now have something called a Velscope in our office, which it's a blue light machine it's a little handheld machine that we're able to fluoresce the tissues. They fluoresce green. But if we see anything dark, then we know that could be a problem. Now, it might not be. It might be something inflammation or just some blood vessels surfacing or a tattoo of some kind. But it could be oral cancer, so we take a closer look at it. So in addition to the visual screening under the regular light, we also like to use this Velscope machine that is FDA approved, and it's the best we know of to help us see things that we can't see with our naked eye and the white light.
And this just speaks to why it's important every 6 months to have yourself a checkup, have your cleaning, have a checkup in addition to your x-rays, because Every time I go to the dentist, my dentist, my hygienist, my dentist will check, like you said, under my tongue, roof of my mouth, and look all around. Mm-hmm. And they'll poke around a little bit. They want to see if anything's sensitive. Mm-hmm. And those are the kinds of things that they're checking for.
Absolutely. And people on their own, obviously we can do a better job of it because we see a lot, and especially with our Velscope machine.
Well, you know what you're looking for, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we sure do.
How many times do you think people, and we've had this in our own home, I think I've got a cold sore or something.
Uh-huh.
But you're not really sure about what that is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What they can look for themselves at home, there's a number of things, a red or a white patch in the mouth, a lump or a thickening of tissue in the mouth, sore in their mouth, including under a denture or an appliance that bleeds easily or just doesn't heal within a couple of weeks. Oftentimes, if we see something, we give them 2 weeks to come back and see if it's gone or not. Numbness in the mouth or face. An earache on one side that persists, sore throat that just persists, hoarseness or a change in speech, an inability to move the tongue from side to side symmetrically, pain or difficulty swallowing, speaking, or chewing, or a lump in the throat or in the mouth somewhere, or a feeling that something's caught in the mouth. So if you see anything like that or feel anything like that, certainly come in and let us take a look at that and evaluate that further.
That explains why my dentist will ask me to touch different parts of my mouth with my tongue while he's examining me.
Sure can, yeah.
He's just making sure that my tongue is moving the way it should be moving.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, I never asked him why he did that, but now I know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I wasn't curious enough at the time.
There you go.
Makes perfect sense.
I'm glad we were able to enlighten you on that. Well, we have a lot of information.
Well, that's what you're here for.
Good. I'm good for something. We have a lot of information on our website, on my website, oralsystemiclink.net. And you can go to that site and learn a lot about oral cancer and even see some videos of people like Michael Douglas and others who have had oral cancer and our spokespeople for us. So anyone who's interested in getting an oral cancer exam for in April, anybody that calls for a new patient exam and cleaning with us, we'll give them a free oral cancer scanning, including the Velscope exam. So I'd just like to throw that out there and offer that.
All right. The website, again, is oralsystemiclink.net. And if you want to get in touch with Dr. Mike or any of his colleagues at Eastland Dental Center, you can do it by calling 663-4711.
You know, Mark, I don't know if we have time, but you asked me several questions about oral health.
We got a couple minutes.
Okay, we've got a couple minutes. Well, you asked me several questions about mouthwashes and toothpaste.
Yeah, last time you were here.
Things like that. And so
what's the best one to use?
Well,
because I think it started when I said, does my using Listerine do any good?
Exactly.
And you said it's okay, it's better than nothing, but what you tried to tell me was there are better products out there.
Yeah, something like Listerine, it decreases your bacterial burden at the time, but then it just grows back. And what we want to have happen is the good bacteria grow back, not the bad bacteria. So we like Carafree treatment rinse. You use that for a couple months, decrease the bacterial burden, and then Carafree maintenance rinse, which is xylitol-based, which helps the good bacteria grow back. I also use something called ProFresh, which is a chlorine dioxide rinse, and you can get that online. Other home care products that we suggest that I personally use, a power brush, like Sonicare is the one I use. And toothpaste. If you're cavity-prone, we like Carafree, xylitol-based, or Spry, which is xylitol-based, or Prevident 5000 from Colgate, which is a prescription-based. If gum disease is your concern, Carafree or Spry, the xylitol-based ones. If sensitive teeth is your concern, Sensodyne.
Yeah, we've all used Sensodyne at one time or another.
Yep, or Floradex. which is sodium fluoride and potassium nitrate based.
So now, some of these products you're mentioning, and you mentioned Carefree three times, so I, obviously you think highly of them, but are those available over the counter, or do you have to order something like that?
No, either the Carefree, you can either get in our office or you can order it online at carefree.com. The Spry, again, our office, or I think you can get that online. The ProFresh, the same thing. I don't stock that. Get that at ProFresh.com. Waterpik, especially, I've got braces on right now, even at my age, the Waterpik is great for anyone who is undergoing orthodontics or just anyone in general, especially if you put a little bleach in it. It decreases your bacterial burden. Or I use a Hydrofloss, similar to the Waterpik. Tongue cleaner, very important. You've got a lot of bacteria in your tongue. And so there are tongue cleaners out there and ways to use those.
Sometime I'd like to see your medicine cabinet. I want to see if all these things are in there.
They're there, and they're extensive, too.
All right. Hey, we're out of time, Mike. Good to talk to you again, and look forward to your next visit here next month. And good luck today. I think you're going out to play golf. I hope you stay dry.
I hope so, too. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center.